May the words of our mouths and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable to you, O God. Amen. At my house, all of the Christmas decorations are down except for the stars. We still have a starlight hanging in our window that is lit, and we have a tiny row of stars strung across the doorway into our kitchen. We're still in the season of Epiphany, still in the season of aha, and I refuse to let it go. Because what does it mean to have an epiphany? And how do you know? And how do you know that you're having one? Does everything suddenly become clear? Is it suddenly the moment when the fog parts and there is clarity before you? Something you could not see before, now you are able. That moment of recognition when suddenly the light goes on. And what do you think it feels like, this epiphany? Do you feel like you can hear God's call? I remember the first time that I said out loud that I thought I was called to be a priest. It was not so much an epiphany as I was pretty sure the wrong words had just tumbled out of my mouth, and now I needed to find some way of gobbling them back up before anybody noticed. Like I meant to say, "Pass the water, please," and "I think I might be called to be a priest came out. And both my dad and I sat there in stunned silence for probably a good 5 minutes. It was something that became clear to me over time, is still becoming clear, or at least I feel as though I might be maybe growing into it a little bit. Could an epiphany be something that unravels over time? Might it be something that we need help to understand or hear? This story of Samuel is so lovely. Three times God called to him, and three times he got up out of bed and went to Eli thinking it was him calling. And I love how this story starts. Now the boy Samuel was ministering to the Lord under Eli, and the word was rare in those days, and visions were not widespread. Like somehow those things are common now. Like hearing the word of Lord might be a more common experience. And I've said this before, but I honestly wish that the word of the Lord was a little more common. If only we could hear a voice and be told. And some say they do. But my own experience of God, of hearing God's voice, has so rarely been that clear. Although I am totally willing to admit that the likelihood that I wasn't able to hear is maybe more about my ability to listen than God's ability to communicate with me. Honestly, it took me having one of my profs tell me that he thought I might consider becoming ordained before I actually took it seriously. And at that point, I was already in seminary, already in the Masters of Divinity program, but absolutely convinced and telling everyone that I was not on the ordination track. And I actually believe that each of us in this room has a vocation, that each of us have been invited by God into something. Each of us has been or will be called to participate in ministry of some sort. We are called into ministry as nurses, as teachers, as plumbers, as stylists, as students, as parents. The list is really endless. Too often we assume that those of us who are called into church ministry are the only ones with a ministry. But it isn't true. In fact, we are all invited to be all that we can be in the world. And the world needs a huge variety of ministries. On the posters for St. Bridget's, it says, "Gathered, transformed, sent." And I've been spending a lot of time lately in planning meetings around the diocese, and it's occurred to me that actually we put the least amount of emphasis on sent. Our former bishop's blessing began with, "Go now into the places you have been given responsibility," and it went on from there. We come here, We listen to scripture, we pray, we reflect, and then we go back into our lives, our vocations, our families, our jobs, the places where our ministries are lived out, the places that each of us has responsibility, the places where we continue to be called by God and invited by the Spirit to live as God's hands and feet in the world. But did you hear that call? Did you have an epiphany? Or did someone hear it for you? Did someone tell you, no, stop, pay attention? I think that's God talking to you. What did it sound like? Are you still discerning? Are you still wondering about what your direction might be? And what if that direction changes? What if you are called to something and then you are called to something else? I think that's also completely possible. Life's not static. We grow and we change and we learn. We grow in our faith and learn to listen better, hopefully. I like having the stars in my house, though I will put them away eventually. But I like being reminded of Epiphany. It's like a reminder to pay attention, to watch, to listen. In our story, it was the stars that brought the wise men and the shepherds to Jesus, and they recognized him as God's own. It's the stars that remind us to lift our heads up, to look, to be curious, to really look again. God has a place for us. There is a ministry to which each of us are called, a place where we are called to be and to make Christ known, if only by our actions and the ways in which we love our neighbors. If only. Like, that's a small thing. We are Christ's own. And Christ calls each of us in our lives individually into the places that we are given responsibility. And God has a history of picking the most unlikely of suspects, like you and like me. Meister Eckhart has a lovely quote that I want to close with before I invite your reflections. It's this: God expects one thing of you, and that is that you should come out of yourself insofar as you are a created being, and let God be God in you. Amen.